I spoke there of Loving Gabby. We've been able to jag him online. I talk of Ocean Murphy. It's been confirmed overnight. The international jockey will ride Loving Gabby in the slipper, and he's finished off riding a couple of winners tonight. Good evening to you, and we can't wait to see you here in Australia. Ocean?
No, thanks very much. Look, I've spent many a time in Melbourne, but this will be my first trip up to Sydney.
And tell us how it all came about. Who made contact with your manager or yourself about the ride on Loving Gabby?
Yeah, look, I ride a lot for Phoenix Thoroughbred, who are a growing force in international racing. They've got lots of horses in America and Australia and also in Europe. So I rode a Royal Ascot winner for them last year, and thankfully they were in touch with me recently about possibly coming down, and it was confirmed.
Are you going to look at other rides, or are you just going to stick with Loving Gabby?
No, of course, it's a big day, and hopefully I can pick up a few more, but obviously still a little bit up in the air. I've got a busy schedule. I'm in Hong Kong this weekend, and then obviously I'll go over to Oz and I'm back for Dubai. So I'll leave that up to my manager, etc.
Understand. Now tell us, what have you obviously have seen some videos of Loving Gabby, the two runs that she's had. What's the standout when you watch them?
Yeah, look, she's high class. I taught her run the other day. Caulfield was very good. She's green and, you know, inexperienced, and she actually had clear running, but she just didn't know how to take the gaps, and hopefully she'll have come forward from that, and with a good draw she can run a massive race.
Yeah, and is it something that you do that in preparation for your first Golden Slipper and your first ride in Sydney, that you'll watch some old videos of slippers?
Yeah, no, look, that's normal for every race. You know, I rode in my first arc. I've ridden in, I think, 4 or 5 ups in derbies, but this is the first time I rode in an arc, and I watched 20 years. I've got plenty of free time to do homework, you know.
Yep, understand. And you've been riding tonight your time in the UK, and you had a couple of winners, eh?
Yeah, no, thankfully, I had two this evening. It's been going well. This is my stressful time of year. We haven't really built up in the British season, but that'll get going later on. I'll be doing a lot of travelling abroad. That's also been going okay. So, look, the hard work's been paying off.
That's good. And you mentioned you're in Hong Kong this week. What are you going there for?
Yeah, I've got one in the Hong Kong Derby for Richard Gibson, and I picked up another one for him, and two for Tony Cruz. So, look, I've got live chances. I love Hong Kong racing. It'd be nice to get a winner on the board.
It's going to be fantastic to see you in Sydney to take the ride on Loving Gabby, but then you're straight back for the World Cup meeting in Dubai the week after.
Yeah, it's a full-on time of year, but look, that's the way I need it to be. I'm only 23 years of age. It's important to ride as many good horses as I can.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks for staying up and chatting with us. We look forward to seeing you in Sydney on Saturday week for the slipper.
Thanks very much. Good night. God bless.